Greetings and welcome to this episode of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and with me today is Father McGivney Sr., DJ Vilhard, to talk about his exciting day of travel and participation in two IHSA State Series events on Friday, October 12th. As we'll learn today, DJ is a two-sport athlete at his school during the fall season, and because of some extraordinary circumstances, he had a once-in-a-lifetime kind of day recently. DJ, welcome to Happenings.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, before we get everybody up to speed on what happened the other day, why don't you fill us in on what your name is? What does DJ stand for?
Yeah, DJ stands for Douglas Jr. Doug is my father's name, and I think it's kind of cool, kind of continue on his name's legacy.
Yeah, that is cool. Okay, very good. We'll stick with DJ. I bet you maybe when you do stuff you're not supposed to, do they call you Doug or Douglas or Doug Jr.?
I'm a good child. I'm mostly just called DJ.
All right, good answer. But seriously, DJ, before we get into the events of October 12th, you're a senior, as I mentioned, at Father McGivney High School. Why don't you just tell our audience a little bit about your school, you know, things like where it's located, how many students approximately attend the school, and maybe even share with our audience the kinds of things you've been involved with while you've been in high school.
Sure. When we describe Father McGivney, we still say a brand new Catholic high school. I think we've only been around for about 6 years now. And we are located in Glen Carbon, which is kind of down near St. Louis. And currently we have about 200 students in our entire high school.
Oh, very good. And what kinds of things do you participate in or have you participated in while you've been at Father McGivney?
Yeah, sure. So being such a small high school makes it extremely easy for us students to get involved in things and usually multiple different activities. So I do a lot of different sports. I play golf and soccer, which we'll be talking about today, as well as volleyball in the spring. I've played baseball and basketball as well for McGivney, but my senior year, I'm just doing the three. I'm involved in many different clubs and activities, such as National Honor Society. I'm a house leader for our house system here, which is unique to Father McGivney. I go on the March for Life to Washington, D.C. every year. I think I could list off probably three or four more ways that I'm involved here.
That's awesome. I mean, like you've noted, whether it's a big school or a small school, you've been involved in a lot of things, and probably the fact that you do attend a reasonably small school has maybe provided you opportunities to develop leadership and other skills that'll pay huge dividends down the road for you. So good for you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, but you mentioned, and let's get to the matter at hand, you mentioned in the fall you're a two-sport athlete. You play boys golf and soccer. So why don't we start by just maybe setting the scene, because you had a conflict on Friday, October 12th, didn't you?
That is correct. I did. Yeah. I had both state finals for golf as well as our regional championship soccer game all fall on the same Friday. So we really had to work out how I was going to have to decide one or the other. Could I possibly make both? It was quite the decision that I had to make.
And what time were you scheduled to tee off at the golf finals in Bloomington? And then what time was, I think it was a regional championship soccer game your school was playing in. And I think the game was in Greenville, right?
Yes, it was. So I was teeing off for golf in Bloomington. I believe it was around 10:18, I think, was my tee off time. And then the soccer game in Greenville was going to start at 4:30.
Yeah. Okay. And for those in our audience who maybe have a little bit of an idea, or if you don't have an idea about where Greenville is maybe located in relation to Bloomington, by car on a good day, you're talking probably close to 2 hours if you push the limits of the law in terms of the speed limit. Okay. So we've got about 2 hour distance, and you've got a round of golf to play and then go and try to get to soccer. Now, a person can't be in two places at the same time. So why don't you tell us what the original plan was to get from golf to soccer?
Yeah, so the original plan was that I was going to play golf. Best case scenario, it would be, if they really sped things up, would be about a 4.5-5 hour round, which is kind of pushing it. It probably should have been closer to 6 hours, but we were hoping for 4.5-5. And then my dad and I would then drive to a nearby airport, get in a very small plane, kind of a private plane. I couldn't really tell you what kind of plane it was. I don't know all that stuff. We would then fly to Greenville's airport, and it should have taken about 40, 45 minutes in the air, which would have shaved off about an hour and 15 minutes of the drive. And then we would land at Greenville and then go to the soccer game, and hopefully, if everything worked out perfectly, be there just in time for the game to start.
The plane would have become your locker room, so to speak. You probably would have had to do that quick transformation from golfer to soccer player while in midair.
Yes, not only my uniform, but also kind of my mindset. I was going to have to switch very quickly between golf and soccer.
Yeah. However, that was the original plan. However, Mother Nature had other ideas. So what ended up transpiring?
Yeah, so about on my eighth hole of my golf round, there came a very heavy snow. And so it started out as kind of freezing rain was coming down since pretty much the beginning of my round. And eventually it got cold enough around the eighth hole that it began snowing. And it was, you know, white, fluffy, sticking snow. So by the ninth hole, I was hitting out a fairway that was pretty much just all I could see was white. I was hitting onto a green that was the same way. The lake right next to me was icing over, I guess. It was pretty crazy. So on that ninth hole, they ended up blowing the horn. We picked up our balls and went into the clubhouse, waiting to hear for further instructions.
Well, at least you had a short walk in.
That is correct.
If you were on the ninth hole.
I was luckier than most. That is true.
Yeah, the one thing, and then we'll talk about what happened next when you got in the clubhouse. But the one thing that really struck me, I know the snow, there were a lot of pictures on social media about the snow finally started to accumulate on the greens, and that presented different challenges for the players until play was stopped. But the thing that struck me is how difficult it must have been to follow your ball when you hit it, because the flakes were big and they were coming down, you know, at a decent rate. And I was just saying to myself, I'm not sure I would be able to see my ball in flight when I was hitting it.
Correct. I've gotten a lot of questions about that, actually.
Yeah.
It was, let's see, I was pretty much hitting into kind of a misty, you know, fog because of the snow. So we had probably close to 15 or so people following our group, on that day. Even with the snow. So we had a lot of eyes kind of trying to follow the ball. And so once it got past a certain distance, we couldn't see it anymore, but we knew in the, you know, general area where it was headed. And so when we'd walk up the fairway, we could probably see maybe 20 or so yards in front of us. And then of course our balls were white with the snow. So it took a little bit. We kind of would like line up and walk and, you know, until one of us finally spotted it. And then we could, you know, clean it off and hit our next shot. But it did definitely add a challenge to the already difficult sport of golf, I'll tell you.
I'm sure it did. So the horn blows, you evacuate the course, you go into the clubhouse, and then let's pick it up from there and take us through what the next few hours brought.
Sure. So there's quite a big, you know, scramble of everybody coming into the clubhouse trying to get, you know, warm, as well as find out some information of what's going to happen. And so my coach, Laura Manisi, is running around trying to pick up as much information as she can of if they're going to try to just delay the golf and then we come back and play a little bit later, if they were going to push it off until tomorrow, if they were going to just cancel it for today. We didn't know what was going to happen. But my dad, who's also there, looked at his watch and realized if we left right now by car, so the plane had been canceled because of the snow. That had actually happened before my tee time had started. So my dad looked at his watch, said we have about 2 hours wiggle room to get to the field if we took off in the car right now. So we debated for maybe 2 minutes of if it was worth it to risk it, because there's a possibility that they would play more golf that day and I would be disqualified if I wasn't there. But we were looking outside and looking at the forecast, and we decided that most likely the snow is not going to stop and they're going to at least push it off or cancel the golf for today. So we were like, okay, we risked it. We hopped in the car. We drove the 2 hours about, 15, 30 minutes after we took off. I got a text from my coach saying that they had canceled the day and would just continue with an 18-hole tournament on Saturday, the following day. So we knew we made the right choice. Took us about 2 hours to get to Greenville, where we pulled up next to the field. I had changed in the car, hopped out. The game was about 5 minutes or so. It was about 5 minutes or so into the game. I did a quick, minute warm up, and then got checked in with about 7 minutes gone out of the game, and then played the rest. We ended up winning 3-1 against Esau and Wood River, won the regional championship. It was quite an exciting time for myself and my teammates, and also my dad and my golf coaches.
I'm sure that is a whirlwind of a day. So the game ends, started at 4:30, at 6:37 when, game's over, whatever, and probably some pictures and awards are done. So you're probably pooped, but then you probably do what? Jump back in the car and headed back to Bloomington to get ready for Saturday's golf.
That's exactly right. We went out to eat with a buddy from the team, celebrated a little bit, then took another 2 hour drive to our hotel room in Bloomington, where we slept, woke up in the morning, and I played my 9 holes, or I mean, I'm sorry, my 18 holes on Saturday in the tournament. And, that was it. It was over.
That's excellent. And I, just because I'm sure inquiring minds want to know, we're proud that you played in the golf finals. How'd that go?
It was not my best day. The conditions were cold, windy, probably not best suited for the way that I like to play. So that was kind of unfortunate, but I'm thinking positive. I was there for one thing, and I was also extremely tired and worn out from a few days of golf before and a soccer game. So I have to consider those factors. Wasn't my best day, but I was very happy to be there.
Well, that's all right. That's the experience is what you'll remember long after the score. So
that's exactly right.
Great job. And we're taping this on Wednesday, the 17th. And tonight, the Griffins, your school's mascot, the name of your school's teams, rather, will be playing in the sectional semifinals, right?
Correct. That is right.
And that game's at where? Who's the opponent?
That'll be 7 p.m. tonight at Althoff against Murfreesboro.
Well, go Griffins. I hope this postseason experience continues for you, because like I said, it's been quite a story.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
DJ, thanks for taking time with me today to share with our audience that incredibly interesting adventure. I'm glad things have worked out. And I know, as I mentioned earlier, you're going to have a story to tell people years from now. So good luck to you, not only this year, but good luck in the soccer state series as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of Happenings at 2715. On behalf of our entire production team, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to meeting you again real soon over these same airwaves. Until then, support your local high school by attending one of its events.